Okay. A warm greeting to everyone watching this video. Oh, the silence was cool there. I love it, man. I love the authenticity here. Welcome again to another episode of Wisdom Podcast. Please do like, share, subscribe, comment. We would love to keep Wisdom Podcast going. And one of the things that would really help us is like finances. So I know YouTube starts paying at like a specific number of subscribers. So if when you subscribe, it's as good as you donating. Like, you know, makes sense. So please do like, share, subscribe, comment, share it with your friend as well. Today's sermon is going to be, I think, short. It's going to be short. It's going to be very philosophical. I'm a mix between philosophy, theology, apologetics. So that's what's going to be happening. We're going to be reading from Luke 24. I was actually telling my team that I feel kind of old because I use like a Bible, and nowadays, I want to say kids, but I'm still a kid. The nowadays generation, they use like phones as their Bibles, and they type notes on their fingers, on their phones. But I'm old school, man. I know where the beard is at, but I'm old school. I don't know. I've been. Please suggest a shave, a cream that grows hair in the comment section. Okay, cool. So Luke 24 verse 5. Today's topic is gonna be hot. Okay, it might leave me with haters, but it's cool. We're gonna be reading from Luke 24 verse 5, and the scripture says, "In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the man said to them, 'Why do you look for the living among the dead?'" Why do you look for the living among the dead? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, speak through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. It was in the year 2017 that I decided to shock my parents. I told them something that really, a lot of parents don't want to hear this. I sat them down, looked them in the eye. I said, "Mommy, Daddy," I don't call them that, but it's cool, "I want to study philosophy." Now, for those of you who know anything about philosophy, you will know that that's a discipline where people get in as Christians and come out atheists, and like they come out forfeiting their religion. And so you best believe a parent who has raised their child in the Christian household would not want, you know, their child getting into such an environment. But I was genuinely interested in philosophy, because a friend of mine told me that philosophy is all about the art of presenting an argument, you know, the art of debating, you know, the art of making sense. Literally, if you check in the dictionary, philosophy is the study of wisdom. Ironic, ne? Right, so... yeah, you know what it is. So, I had an existential crisis with a couple of friends of mine. You know, we were smoking weed. And yes, I used to smoke weed. We were smoking weed, and they were asking me questions about Christianity, and I could not answer. I felt very defeated. I felt powerless. And interesting, they actually suggested to me that I should go study philosophy, because they saw how inquisitive I was. And so I went to go study philosophy. And so today's sermon is actually, I want to say, a teaching. Okay, it's a mixture of apologetics, a mixture of theology, a mixture of philosophy. And with that being said, I want to take a title to my sermon: Why Christianity Over Every Other Religion. Ooh, that was very dramatic. I like it. All right, cool. All right. Why Christianity over every other religion? Now, the scripture we just read right now, I'm just going to give context to it, and then I'll get to philosophy and then come back to the scripture. This is when Jesus had been raised from the grave, and they were women who wanted to, you know, show their act of worship, or they wanted to continue worshiping God or Jesus even in the grave. And so when they get there, they meet these angels who say this phrase to them, which is what I'm trying to extract from this particular scripture. Why do you seek for the living amongst the dead? Because whether you like it or not, you are seeking somewhere, somehow. So, let me talk to atheists. Yeah, I told you this one's going to be very controversial. So, in the apologetic space, okay, which is people who basically argue for the gospel, okay, and they also study some philosophy as well and theology. In the apologetic space, there are two types of people to argue with. The first group are the atheists, and then the second group are people who acknowledge God, or but they're not Christians. Okay, so when you're in the Christian apologetic space, you are defending the Christian gospel. And so what I want to talk about is the first group, which is atheists. Okay, here's something I genuinely believe in. It is very difficult, if not impossible, to live like an atheist. Now, I'm not saying it's difficult to claim you an atheist. People claim the atheist, but it's very difficult to live like one. Because in us, in our very nature, we live life, with purpose. And purpose only carries significance once there is a designer. Okay? So human beings have purpose in their lives, and God is the designer. So we need to live out, okay, the purpose that he has allocated to us. Okay? That's reason number one why it's very difficult to live like an atheist. Reason number two, I think it's very difficult to live like an atheist if we all decided to join atheism, the world would be a mess. And the reason for that is, if God does not exist, then moral laws don't exist as well. Because moral laws, first of all, need to be objective. Now, what do I mean by objective? I mean, they need to be independent of your opinion. Okay? So this means wrong has to be wrong, whether you think it's wrong or not. Okay? And for it to be objective, it means, it is independent of your own opinion. But no law exists on its own. Every law has a lawgiver, which is who we call God. You know what I'm saying? Every law has a lawgiver. Now, in this instance, every moral law, okay, or the moral law that we have, has a moral lawgiver. And if moral laws don't exist, here's what I want you to take note. There is no difference between someone killing someone and someone showing act of kindness, whether giving the money or... If there's no moral law, if there's no objectivity in moral laws, then it will just be subjectivity, would be what is reigning and ruling amongst us. And that's a very dangerous world. I don't think people should be given the right to think what they think is right. Remember last time when you thought what you thought was right. I'm not going to get into the relationship thing because, my team has been notifying me that in my sermons I talk a lot about relationship. But you remember that time you thought they were the one. All right, cool. It's pretty cool that I make references to previous sermons. So it's very difficult to live like an atheist. So what then needs to happen is we need to find a way to connect to the designer of life. Okay? We need to find a way to connect to the designer of life. And that's what religion attempts to do. It tries to present a God who designed your life. Now, why Christianity over every other religion? Based on the sermon series, it's kind of sort of a hint of the answer to the question I'm asking right now. It is the work of the cross that makes Christianity exclusive. Because you see, what the cross has done is it has forgiven all of our sins. Ne? And I said this, I think, on a previous podcast, on a previous episode. The sins we've done, the sins we are doing, and the sins we are about to do. Now, what's the significance of that? Because of that, we always have access to talking to the Father, regardless of sin or not. Regardless of sin or not, we always have access to talk to the Father. Now, other religions claim that you need to work your way into your presence, into the presence of the Father. You need to work your way into the presence of the Father. Other religions say you need to work your way into the presence of the Father. There was something I didn't mention, but I think I'm going to mention it. The scripture I read from actually throws a little bit of shade. It's not me. It's the scripture. And if you can guess, do me a favor. So the scripture, Luke 24 says that, why do you seek for the living amongst the dead? As an African man, I just wanted to say that throws a hint somewhere, somehow in the shade that it's throwing to a particular religion. If you can guess the religion, do me a favor and just put it in the chat. Okay. So Christianity gives us access to the holies of holies, regardless of sin. And that's the beauty of Christianity. No other religion presents that option. No other religion presents that option. Now, am I condoning sin? No, definitely not. In fact, it would be foolish of me to be condoning sin, because we can see all throughout scripture the effects of sin. When Adam and Eve sinned, they felt ashamed. When Cain sinned, he had his own problems. When David sinned, he had his own problems. So sin in and of itself comes with problems. But sin is not, when you acknowledge the work of the cross, is not a hindrance for you to entering into the holies of holies. And I can prove this even in scripture. Right after Adam and Eve sinned, God still spoke to them. Right after Cain killed his brother, God still spoke to them. And so this is why Christianity is a religion that sin is not a hindrance in you talking to the Father and connecting with the Father. And to be honest with you, I appreciate that, because God is the standard of perfection, okay? And there's something that Jesus said, which I totally agree with, and it connects well with God being the standard of perfection. God is so much of a standard of perfection that he is disturbed at the thought of sin. He says that in the Old Testament, it said that when you commit adultery, that's sin. But I'm saying to you, when you think of it, it's sin. And I don't know about you, but I know me. I know my mind runs wild. And I know, I'm telling you, I can be in prayer, speaking in tongues, and my mind will just be like, chupu. And based on every other religion, in that moment, I'll be disqualified from his presence. So for me, Christianity, it just makes sense. Where sin is not a hindrance. Like I said, I'm not condoning sin, because in and of itself, it comes with shame and all of that. Yeah. So that's why Christianity over every other religion. I think I'm done. Wait. Yes. Peace.